Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go ahead and reach out to Dave Schwann from WGN Radio and ask him, Producer Aleph, if he can join us and talk about being on that tall. The tall ships are coming to Chicago, and Schwanny's on one of them, as I understand it. Those things are gorgeous. Is that him over on line 7? Hey, Schwanny, this is John Williams. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you, John. I'm doing just great. What a beautiful, beautiful morning it is here. Sitting on the bow of the tall ship Windy, about to pass underneath the Van Buren Street Bridge on the Chicago River.
How about that? So is there just one of the tall ships? I've seen times where a bunch of them come to Chicago. Is this just one, or do we have a bunch of them coming?
Well, there are a number of sailboats that are moving out with us as well, but this is by far the biggest one that will be out at Navy Pier later today, and hopefully for the rest of the season. They had a shortened season last year because of the pandemic, but they're hoping that they'll be there through, you know, the summer and really into the fall. But several boats moving through with us as well
here. How many masts are on the Windy?
We have four. It's a four-masted schooner. It's 148 feet long and is reminiscent of the tall ships, the clipper ships, that plied these waters 100 and some years ago. This was one of the first ships built since the 1920s and has been on the Great Lakes since 1996.
Now, I think I've seen this ship. So it's got the big, tall, white sails, the four masts going up, and tourists, Chicagoans, anybody can kind of take a trip on the boat, right?
That's absolutely right. You got it. And you can see it from, you know, just about anywhere on shore. Because of its size, John. They will be starting touring on May 21st, but you can go online to their website and book tickets in advance. But May 21st, a Friday, is the first day they'll be setting sail for guests.
So they have like the Speed Dog over there, and they have all kinds of boats, you know, traditional tour boats that go up and down the shore. And then they have this Windy, this great big old, it's wooden, right? It's like you expect Christopher Columbus to step off the damn thing.
Actually, it's steel, John, but it does resemble one of the old wooden ships, yes, the tall clipper ships, but the hull and everything, the body of the ship is made of steel and has, you know, can hold up to almost 100 people, but Captain Bruce here told me that there'll be at 50% capacity, at least for the start of the season, because of the pandemic, but better than it was last year. So, you know, moving right along and just really glad to get out. And what a gorgeous day to be out here.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you've got clear skies and you've got enough wind, I guess, to move it along. Are you guys moving along at a pretty good clip there?
It's been slow now. We haven't hoisted the sails yet. We will when we get past the locks from the river and going out to the lake. But we have to motor out on the river and wait for the bridges. We've been delayed somewhat with the bridge lifts because we have to wait for to go up, and there's maintenance crews been working on the bridges, so we have to wait. As a matter of fact, we're stopping right now waiting for the Jackson Bridge to go up, Jackson Boulevard.
Are you going to come by our studios then on your way to the lake? Am I going to see you in a little bit?
You'll see me when we get to shore, yes. I'll be back at the station later. Yeah.
No. But, I mean, if you're going down the river and you're heading out to Lake Michigan.
Yes. Yes, you will, because we'll be passing by the station, and I'll be sure and wave. Matter of fact, I'll text the newsroom and call in and let you know where we are. Yeah.
We'll wave to you. Call in when you come by, when you're between Michigan Avenue and Columbus. That's where we are. We are right on the river. I'm looking at the river right now and the river boats. When you're not there, the bridges aren't up yet, though they go up on Wednesdays. So
it'll be a while. It'll be a while, but we'll be there.
All right. Well, lucky you. How is it that you got to do this assignment?
I've been in touch with the people that put together the public relations for the Mackinac race, the boat race.
I see.
And they also do public relations PR for the tall ship Wendy. So last year, actually, they got a hold of me and said, hey, would you like to go on board? And I said, yes, I love being on a boat. And same thing happened last year. So I was able to just turn this into a good working story.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, wave to us when you come by. And if it's before noon or 1 o'clock, I'm on with the business lunch till 1. We'll say hello as you pass, okay?
You got it, John. Thank you so much.
Looking out the window here in our glass-walled studio, 18 floors above the Chicago River, the tall ship Windy with four masts and great white sails is sailing down the river and out to Lake Michigan. It should pass right by us before it gets to the locks and out. Our Dave Schwann is on board. Hey, Schwanny, where are you now? Good morning.
We're actually on the Crimea River, John.
Touché. Well done, sir.
We're on the Crimea River. No, we just rounded the bend, actually, from the south branch of the river. We are not all that far from the merchandise mart right now. I'm looking right at the merchandise mart and at what's called Wolf Point.
Yeah.
So we're making our way slowly but surely past the station.
Over your left-hand shoulder then right now is one of the best patio dining drinking spots in the city. It's elevated up about several floors, and it overlooks, it looks down the river out to the lake through that canyon of steel. It's just a lovely place.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
And
sure.
So now you're heading east. So on your left-hand side will be the Merchandise Mart, the Corn Cob Towers, the Trump Tower. On the right-hand side, the London Hotel, all of those things, London House Hotel. And us. You're going to get to us in a little. When do you think you'll be passing through? Of course, you got to wait for the bridges to go up, right?
That's exactly right. We waited, I'm going to say, upwards of a half hour to get past the Lake Street Bridge. For a variety of reasons, one of them being the trains that run on top of the bridge. That's a double-decker bridge for CTA trains and cars. But they did raise it at last, and we just made the bend, and we are now waiting for, I want to say, the Franklin Bridge to go up. We're stationary right now.
Which bridge is it, Dave, where... you just mentioned it, right? There's the cars and trucks are on the top, but the train goes underneath. Or the train goes on top, and the cars and trucks go underneath.
That's Lake Street. And then the other one, I believe, is LaSalle, that the Brown Line goes over. We have to wait for that one also. And then comes, Columbus, right before, we will pass by the station right before we get to the Columbus Bridge, Lakeshore Drive. And then we have to sit in the locks in order for, our boat to be raised to the lake level and finally out and around to Navy Pier.
Where it will then dock and then start taking folks on trips. The Windy is the tall ship you're on. The answer to a trivia question I thought was just one bridge, but I saw it in this book. It said there's one spot in the United States where a plane can fly exactly over a train, which is going exactly over a car, which is going exactly over a boat. And it was one of our bridges here in Chicago on the Chicago River. One of the ones that you've been waiting to go up. So that just kind of scratched that little itch for me there. So are there a lot of people on that ship? And are you like getting the full brace of the cool wind as you sail eastward? He's gone.
Dave! We are trying to live through him.
I know. I wanted him to kind of give you a little play-by-play because you could hear the wind out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a submarine that has attacked the Windy ship or something like that.
Did he get his ear pierced? Does he have a big ring hoop hanging out?
He's got a parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to wrap this up. But you're back now, Dave. We lost you there for a second.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I hit a dead zone of some sort. Right.
Well, are you like standing on the side of the boat and seeing and feeling everything as it goes by?
I sure am. I am on the rear of the boat now. When we talked an hour ago, I was at the bow. I am now at the stern of the boat, right behind the helm, right behind the captain's wheel.
Using fancy
moving ahead.
Terms, yeah. right. Well, have them honk the horn when you come by. I need to pause here. We're going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but if I'm lucky enough to see you before noon, we'll wave, and I'll do the Wintrust business lunch from noon to one, so maybe we'll see you then.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's Dave Schwann from WGN Radio News, giving us play-by-play of the return of boating season, if you will, in Chicago. A lot of the boats are in the harbors, though. It's nice to see those, too.